Thank you for that wonderful singing and scripture reading. Our first speaker is going to be Miss Deborah Clark.
First and foremost, I would like to thank God for his never-ending grace and mercy that I'm able to stand before you today. I would also like to thank the ladies at Malden Church of Christ for allowing me to share my story of gratitude to the Lord. I hope that you will leave here today appreciating the ones that you love so dearly and the grace and mercy that God continues to show us even though we don't deserve it. I have seen so many deaths in my line of work as a nurse over the past 20 years. I have seen families fall apart at the loss of loved ones. I have listened to them say, do you think they know that I love them? Do you think they hear me? I hope mom, dad, sister, or brother knows that I love them. Do you know that the last sense to go during the death process is the ability to hear? Have we ever thought about what it would feel like if we didn't get a chance to make things right? Would you be able to forgive yourself? I have taken care of Christians who were terminally ill, who did not know if they would see tomorrow. These Christians were not depressed, they were happy. And they were excited about each day that God had given them. They truly were living the life Paul talks about in Philippians 4:4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, should keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And I know people may think this is a silly question, but as you look at that picture, are you ready to die? Have you left things undone that you would do today if you were going to die tomorrow? If so, you need to do it today. Proverbs 27:1 states, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what the day may bring. What are you doing with your life? Are you living your life with direction and purpose, or are you living it aimlessly? Life is not meant to be about us. It is meant to be about God and his glory. Are you making the best of your minutes, your hours, your days, your weeks, your years? If not, then what are the things that are keeping you from living a life that Christ would want you to live? Abraham Lincoln once said, in the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. It can be scary to think that one day that we're going to walk this earth without the people who we love so dearly. One day we're going to walk the earth without our best friend, your husband, your wife, or either them without you by their side. Just by looking at me, you wouldn't be able to tell that I'm sick. I had been sick with an autoimmune disorder for almost 10 years, and doctors were unable to make a clear diagnosis until about 3 years ago. When I became very ill with severe weight loss, nausea, vomiting, severe constipation, severe pain, severe fatigue, and allergies to food that I've eaten all my life. A biopsy was done on my esophagus and my stomach. The results came back positive for EOE. EOE is a chronic autoimmune disease that has no cure. Because of this disease, my bones break easily. My body's literally fighting against itself. Everything I eat causes the accumulation of white blood cells, and these white blood cells attack my body thinking they are protecting me. Food is my enemy. There are lots of days that I have to decide whether or not I'm going to eat. Eating causes severe pain. No one knows how you get EOE, but it is mostly common in children. Medication is the only thing that is prescribed, and it treats the symptoms only. Life has been challenging, and there have been many days I wanted to give up, but God wouldn't allow me to do that, and my brothers and sisters here at Malden Church of Christ wouldn't stand for it. I realize that God is more interested in what I'm becoming than what I have accomplished in life. I ask myself many times why bad things happen to good people. Why do we have to suffer, and why life can be so difficult at times? And as difficult as it is to understand, God can use my pain and my sickness for his purpose. Every single moment is so precious. For every breath you take, someone else has taken their last. On June 21st, 2019, in Albany, Georgia, I was rushed to Phoebe Hospital by ER ambulance. My mother and my husband watched the very life of me slip away. I foamed at the mouth, I aspirated, I died three times, heart went into AFib, acute kidney failure, bradycardia, temporary pacemaker was placed, Foley catheter, PICC line, and breathing tubes were part of the treatment to save my life. Was I scared? I'm not sure if it was fear. I do remember asking God to take care of my husband, to take care of my mom, my children, and my grandchildren. I could hear people talking and working on me, but I couldn't communicate. It was like sleeping, no pain and no worries. This could have gone in the other direction, but God had the final say so. I had already hugged and kissed my mom and my husband goodnight the night before, so that made me feel a little bit at ease if I didn't make it. It made me so happy that my husband had become a Christian, and that just thrilled my heart. And I knew he would be okay. I knew if he would also take care of mom. This experience has changed my life for the better. I've always been grateful for all the things that God has given me and blessed me with. Now I'm even more grateful and blissful on how I treat other people and the way I lead my life. We do not know what tomorrow may bring, for what is your life? It is just a vapor, here one moment and gone the next. James 4:14. Living knowing your life is a vapor is different from just living. Life is short, eternity is long, so why not live like it is? I can only imagine what my mom and my husband were thinking, knowing there was nothing they could do but pray. I can only imagine the hurt in my husband's voice and the tears he held back just to keep mom from losing it. I knew mom was saying this shouldn't be. Children should bury their parents, not the other way around. Mom's probably also thinking that how would Rick and her go on without me? We need her, Lord. Don't take her. Take me instead. She had not gotten over the death of her husband and now her daughter. I knew Rick and mom's hearts were very heavy. But those of you who have lost loved ones or near-death experience, you know what I'm talking about. I've realized even more that mom and Rick are truly a blessing to me and always have been. I am so lucky to have been given the opportunity to fulfill my dad's wishes of taking care of my mom. I think about all the sacrifices she had made and all the time she went without and all the overall struggles to keep and supply the family with what it needs. I got to thinking about life and the trials and tribulations we face on a daily basis as I recovered at home. I'm reminded how fragile life is. Francis Chan said, "Nothing you do in life ever matters unless you do it loving God and keeping his commandments." I admit I've taken life for granted. I've wasted time on meaningless things. I've wasted time on worrying about things I couldn't do anything about. I've wasted time on being impatient and frustrated with this EOE disease, and it hadn't gotten me anywhere. All this time I've wasted, I could have been saving souls for Christ. The Bible says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring." We must remember that opportunities do not come with a life shell. They present themselves today and are gone tomorrow. If we do not possess the faith to claim them, someone else will. Opportunities that are claimed by faith can shape our future and greatly impact the lives of others for the better. Don't gamble with your salvation. Have you ever heard the saying, "Life without God is like an unsharpened pencil, there's no point"? Are there things in your life that need to be done today before it's too late? Are you forgetting about that life is only a vapor, it's here today and gone tomorrow, and that for every breath you take, someone else has taken their last? Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as even as God has forgiven us." Our broken spirits can be a blessing to, and allow us, our broken spirits can become a blessing if we allow God to do the mending. Was I worthy of God sparing my life on June 21st? I am not worthy of one precious drop of the blood he shed for me. I'm not worthy of the sacrifice that he made at Calvary. I'm not worthy of the love he showed and dying for my sins. I'm not worthy of the forgiveness for each time I sin again. I'm not worthy of the grace divine it took to save my soul. I'm not worthy of the joy and peace that my sinful heart now knows. I'm not worthy of the suffering that he endured upon the cross. I'm not worthy of the price he paid. I'm not worthy of the cost. I'm not worthy of one single thing that he helped me with in my life. I'm not worthy of his efforts to remove my pain and strife. I'm not worthy of the blessings that he sent me each day. I'm not worthy of his kindness. I'm not worthy. There's no way. I'm not worthy of his fellowship or his presence in my by my side. I'm not worthy of his Holy Ghost, who is my constant guide. I'm not worthy to call upon his name for his love and care. I'm not worthy of his kind attention or of each answered prayer. I'm not worthy of salvation or the mercy God has shown. I'm not worthy, but I thank God that on June 21st, 2019, he found some worth in me. I won't forget who I am. I am a soldier in the army of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my commanding officer. The Holy Bible is my code of conduct. Faith and the Word are my weapons of warfare. I have been taught by the Holy Spirit, trained by experience, tried by adversary, and tested by faith. I'm a volunteer in this army, and I'm enlisted for eternity. I will either retire in this army at the rapture or die in this army, but I will not get out. I won't sell out. I won't be talked out or pushed out. I'm faithful. I'm reliable and dependable and capable. If my Lord needs me here, I will do what he wants me to do. If it's in the Sunday school class, teaching children, working with you, helping with adults, or just sitting and learning, he can use me because I am there. I am a soldier. I am not a baby. I do not need to be pampered, petted, primed up, pumped up, or picked up. And remind who I am. I don't need anyone to continue to write me, visit me, entice me, or lure me. I am a soldier. I'm not a wimp. I am in a place saluting my king, obeying his orders, praising his name, and building up his kingdom. No one has to send me flowers, give me food, cards, or candy, or give me handouts. I do not need to be cuddled, cradled, cared for, or catered to. I am committed. I cannot have my feelings hurt enough to turn me around. I cannot be discouraged enough to turn me aside. I cannot lose enough to cause me to quit. When Jesus called me into this army, I had nothing. If I end up with nothing, I will still come out ahead. I will win. My God has and will continue to supply all my needs. I am more than a conqueror. I will always triumph. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. The devil cannot defeat me. People cannot delusion me. Weather cannot weary me. And sickness cannot stop me. Battles cannot beat me. Money cannot buy me. Government cannot silence me. And hell cannot handle me. I am a soldier. Even death cannot destroy me. But when my commander calls me from this battle, he will promote me to a crown of life in heaven forever. I am a soldier in this army, and I'm marching, claiming victory. I will not give up. I will not run around. I am a soldier marching heaven bound. So what if tomorrow was your last day on earth? Please embrace each day with thanksgiving. Don't sweat the small stuff. Be kind to everyone you meet. Thank God for the blessings he has blessed us with, even though we don't deserve them. Live life as if it was your last day. Laugh, be positive, and let your light shine that others may see it and come to Christ. In a second, your life could go from light to dark. So don't waste time. So don't wait to tell those you love how much you love them and need them. Because for every breath you take, someone else has taken their lives, and that someone